Jai Radha Madhava Punjabi
Oh,
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki
Jai
Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Shama Kund Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki
Jai
Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki
Jai
Shri Mayapur Dham Ki
Jai
Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki
Jai
Ganga Mai Ki
Jai
Jamuna Mai ki
jaha
Tulsi Devi ki
jaha
Bhakti Devi ki
jaha
Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki
jaha
Yudhidharma Harinam Sankirtan Jagya ki
jaha
Brihat Mardanga Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution ki
jaha
Shri Shri Gornitai ki
jaha
Shri Shri Radha Damodar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki
jaha
Natai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the Sama devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Sama devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the Sama devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories, all glories, all glories to Shishi Guru, Shishi Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Everyone can put their cell phones on silent mode. It would be very nice. Thank you. Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasa. Tato Jayamudiraye. Nasta Praeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhagavati Uttama Shloke.
Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Devaki Nandanaya cha.
Nanda Gopal Kumaraya.
Nanda Gopal Kumaraya.
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Govindaya Namo
Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 7, Verse Number 36. I don't see it written on the board, so I'll chant it myself. You have it, huh? 2736. Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvena. Stokayusham svanigamo batadura paraha. Avrithitastvanayugam sahisatyavatyam. Vedat drumam vitipasho vibhajishyati sma. Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvinam. Stokayusham svanigamo vatadura paraha. Avirhitastvananugam sahi satyavatyam. Vedat drumam vitipasho vibhajishyati sma. Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvinam. Stokayusham svanigamo vatadura paraha. Avirhitastvanu yugam sahi satyavatyam. Vedat drumam vitipasho vibhajishyati sma. Please chant. Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvinam. Stokayusham svanigamo batadura paraha. Avirhitastvana yugam sahi satyavatyam. Vedat drumam vitipasho vibhajishyati sma.
Kalena
milita diyam amirishyanvinam.
Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvinam.
Kalena milita diyam amirishyanvinam.
So
Lokayusham Svanigamo Bhattatu Raparaha Avirhitastva Anayugam Sahisatyavatyam
Veda Dhrumam Nitapaso Vivayashyati Sma
Veda Dhrumam Vitipasho Vibhajishyati Sma Kale Namidita Diyam Amin Rishyan Rindam Stokayusham Svanigamo Bhattatura Paraha Avirhitastvanayugam sahisatyavatyam Vedadrumam vittipasho vibhajishyati sma Kalena.
Kalena.
In course of time.
Militat
diyam.
Militat diyam.
Of the less intelligent persons, avamrishya, considering the difficulties, nrinam, of humanity at large, stoka ayusham, of the short living persons, svanigama, the Vedic literatures compiled by him. Bata, exactly. Dura paraha, greatly difficult. Avirhitaha, having appeared as. To, but. Anuyugam, in terms of the age. Saha, he, the Lord, he, certainly, Satyavatyam, in the womb of Satyavati, Vedajumam, the desire tree of the Vedas, Vitapashyaha, by division of branches, Vibhajishyati will divide. Sma, as it were. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada ki. The Lord Himself in His incarnation as the Son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva, will consider His compilation of the Vedic literature to be very difficult for the less intelligent persons with short life, and thus he will divide the tree of Vedic knowledge into different branches according to the circumstances of the particular age. Please repeat after me. The Lord Himself, in His incarnation, as the Son of Satyavati, Vyasadeva,
we'll
consider His compilation of the Vedic literature to be
very difficult
for the less intelligent persons
with short life.
And thus He will divide
the
tree of Vedic knowledge
into different branches
according to the circumstances of the particular age. Herein, Brahma mentions the future compilation of Srimad Bhagavatam for the short-lived persons of the Kali age. As explained in the first canto, the less intelligent persons of the age of Kali would not only be short-lived, but also perplexed with so many problems of life due to the awkward situation of the godless human society. Advancement of material comforts of the body is activity in the mode of ignorance according to the laws of material nature. Real advancement of knowledge means progress of knowledge in self-realization. But in the age of Kali, the less intelligent men mistakenly consider the short lifetime of 100 years, now factually reduced to about 40 or 60 years, to be all in all. They are less intelligent because they have no information of the eternality of life. They identify with the temporary material body existing for 40 years and consider it the only basic principle of life. Such persons are described as equal to the asses and bulls. But the Lord, as the compassionate Father of all living beings, imparts unto them the vast Vedic knowledge in short treatises like the Bhagavad Gita, and for the graduates, the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Puranas and the Mahabharata are also similarly made by Vyasadev for the different types of men in the modes of material nature. But none of them are independent of the Vedic principles. Kalena milita diyam amishyanam sukayusham svanigamo batadura paraha avirhitas tvanuyigam sahi satyavatyam vedajumam vitapasho vibhajishyati sma. Om Jnana Chunandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganah Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachardeshatarine Vancha Kaupatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasani Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Krishna. So it is my great pleasure to be here in Gita Nagari Dham this morning with so many wonderful devotees. We welcome all of you to Srimad Bhagavatam class. And before I begin to speak, I seek all of your blessings so that I can speak Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. We're reading from the second canto, the seventh chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. I believe it's called Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. And in this section of Bhagavatam, we're being given a wonderful tour of all of the different avatars and incarnations of Lord Krishna that descend, that are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like a highly condensed nectar pot in just one chapter. And in this chapter, we're hearing about the Lord's descent so many times. As many waves of there are on the ocean, there are as many descents, avatars of the Lord. And a good number are mentioned in this chapter.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bharati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam shujam yaham.
The Lord says, whenever there's a decline in religious principles and a corresponding rise in irreligion, at that time, I descend myself. He says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashayacha duskritam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami yuge yuge. In order to give pleasure to my devotees, in order to destroy the demons, in order to establish religious principles, I descend myself. And Krishna explains further in the Bhagavad Gita that one who understands the transcendental nature of the Lord's appearance in this world, janma, and the Lord's activities, karma, he doesn't have to take birth again. He goes back to the supreme abode.
Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvataha chakvadeham punar janma naiti mameti sojuna.
So this is wonderful. The Lord descends and he comes to this world and he displays his amazing pastimes. And these pastimes attract us, akarshana, and attract us to want to go back to Godhead. Just like a travel agency, in order to attract customers, in order to travel great distances to faraway places, they will print a brochure of those faraway places with beautiful pictures and explanations like, visit Paris with the Eiffel Tower and wonderful museums and beautiful parks and nightlife and so many wonderful things. And by seeing that brochure, reading that brochure, we become attracted. Yes, I also want to go to Paris. So in a similar way, the Lord has given a Srimad Bhagavatam with so many descriptions of his wonderful activities. And by hearing about those descriptions and reading about those descriptions, we think, yes, I also want to go back to Golok Dham. And how can I do that? How can I associate with devotees? How can I experience Golok Dham, Golokira Premadan, Harinam Sankirtan here in this material world? By chanting in the association of devotees very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the Lord is so kind that he sends his devotees also with this message. Because when you get a travel brochure in the mail, you may read it, you may not read it. But if a traveling salesman comes to your house, ding dong, rings your doorbell, comes in and says, look at this wonderful brochure, and starts to explain it with so much enthusiasm, then we're more likely to purchase those goods, to want to go to the spiritual world. So the Lord is so merciful that he sends his devotees with this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada has given us this wonderful facility that wherever there's ISKCON Center, we can come together and hear about Krishna and share our enthusiasm and in this way get more and more inspiration to go back to the spiritual world. So this is very wonderful. So Srimad Bhagavatam is that wonderful literature in which the descriptions of the Lord and His pastimes and His paraphernalia are there. And this description is provided when Krishna left the planet. Bhagavatam is left in the age of Kali Yuga for those who are short-lived, misguided, misdirected, unfortunate, unlucky. This Bhagavatam is available for them.
Tad vag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhavatyapi namani anantasya yashon kintaniya shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha.
This Srimad Bhagavatam, it's a very special kind of literature. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo. Viplavo. It will create a revolution. A revolution where? Janata. In the civilization of people, of human beings. Yasmin prakti shlokam abhavatyapi. It contains the shlokas, the knowledge, the information about the Supreme Lord. And not just the Supreme Lord. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pati shlokam abhavativi namani anantasya yashon kintaniya. His name, his fame, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, his dham, all are contained within this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha. It's heard. It's accepted. It's sung by all men who are thoroughly honest. And in the shloka today, we're hearing about how this Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of all the Vedic literatures. We have Srila Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva means one who divides. He divides the Vedas into different sections. He's the divider. And in this way, the Vedas were all one, and Vyasadeva compiled it in different sections according to different personalities so that they can accept it. This was a wonderful service of Srila Vyasadeva. And it's of all the ripened fruit, this is considered the graduate study. Prabhupada mentions in the purport today, it's the graduate study.
Nigama kalpa turor galitam phalam shukamukara mitadrava samyutam bhivata bhagavatam rasamalayam moharaho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha.
O expert and thoughtful men, relish Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desire tree of the Vedic literatures. It emanated from the lotus lips of Srila Shukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become even more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including the liberated souls. Nigama kalpa turor. Turor means tree. Nigama kalpa turor. Galitam. Galitam means sweet and ripe, semi-solid and soft, easy to chew, like a mango. It's not like something like an apple where you have to crunch on it, you know? And it's not like something like a grape that's like really soft. It's like halfway in between, semi-solid and soft and juicy. Galitam phalam, that fruit. Shukamukadam vitadrava samyitam. Shukadeva Goswami spoke it. From his mouth it came, mukad amrita, nectar, dravyutam. Very, again, semi-solid and soft. Shukamukad amrita dravyutam. Pivata. Pivata means drink. Pivata bhagavatam. What are you going to drink? What are we going to drink? This bhagavatam. Pivata bhagavatam. Rasa. Rasa means the juice. The juice. Alayam. Alayam means a place. So it's rasam alayam. It's a place of juice. Just like in India we have Bhojalayam,
It's a place of bhoja, a place to eat. In this material world, it's dukkalayam. It's a place of dukkha. It's a place of suffering. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the rasamalayam. It's the place of rasa, the place of juice. And he says, pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. Mohuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. That even the liberated souls drink it. So what to speak of us? Everybody should drink it. Even when Vyasadeva was born, right? He was not attracted. Or was it Shukadeva? Shukadeva was born, he was not attracted. But then he heard Bhagavatam and he got attracted to Bhagavatam. So everybody gets attracted to Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is provided in Kali Yuga for the upliftment of the conditioned souls. And we should all benefit from Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should help others also benefit from Srimad Bhagavatam. This chapter is a discussion. Lord Brahma is speaking to Narada Muni. And he describes so many incarnations about the tortoise incarnation, Kormadev. He talks about Nisingadev. He talks about Ramachandra. He talks about Balaram. He talks about Krishna. He talks about Varahadev. He talks about so many, Kapiladev. So many different incarnations are mentioned. And he runs through like the whole gamut of the incarnations of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that brought us to yesterday's wonderful shloka, Vishwarupa Prabhu, so nicely took us on a tour of all of the different Krishna Leelas, from Vrindavan Leela to Mathura Leela to Dwarka Leela. It was so beautiful. So he completed the 10th canto. Krishna Leela is in the 10th canto. Went up to the 10th canto. And we have not heard about our Kalki avatar, has not yet been mentioned. And we have not heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's actually Gupta avatar, hidden, Chana avatar. That's not fully externally mentioned in Bhagavatam. And now we're coming to another section here in the 7th chapter in which the glories of Bhagavatam are mentioned, as because it contains all of these avatars that have already been mentioned earlier in the chapter, now Bhagavatam's glories are starting to be expanded upon in this section. So in the purport today, Srila Prabhupada, he references one verse from the first chapter, first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the 10th shloka, which explains why Srimad Bhagavatam is so much needed in Kali Yuga, why it's so much necessary, why the people of Kali Yuga are so much disqualified that they just need Srimad Bhagavatam in order to help them go back to Godhead. Prabhupada writes in the purport, as explained in the first canto, the less intelligent persons of the age of Kali would be not only short-lived, but also perplexed with so many problems of life due to the awkward situation of the godless human society. That's Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10. So I thought we'd briefly just go into the shloka a little bit and discuss Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.10 because Prabhupada is focusing on it in today's purport. The first line is Pralayena Pusha Sabha, that almost always Alpa. Alpa means very much less, like Alpa Medasa, like someone who has less intelligent. They're Alpa Ayushaha. Ayushaha means the duration of life. They are short-lived. We think Kali Yugaites are living for 100 years, and Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, in parentheses, he says maybe 40 years or maybe 60 years. And Prabhupada in another purport in Bhagavad Gita, he says, now life has become so cheap because of car accidents, plane accidents, and so many difficulties in this world, wars and fighting and terrorism, and people can die at the drop of a hat any moment. People are dying faster and faster, easier and easier. So many deaths through traffic accidents. Young people are getting killed. My cousin's sister, she was in a car accident, with three other people in the car, all three teenagers, they're all wiped out. She lived. It's just happening all the time. So people in Kali Yuga are Alpa Ayushaha. Their duration of life is very short. And Shukadev Goswami is saying Sabya. That means all learned persons. He's addressing the constituency of the learned persons. The next line, Kalav Asmin Yuge Janaha. That Kalo, in this Kali Yuga, this age of quarrel, in this age, Janaha. Janaha means the people of Kali Yuga. The third line, Mandasu Manda Matayo. That Mandaha, they're lazy. People in Kali Yuga are lazy. And Prabhupada emphasizes also, he says, quote, the people of this age are also very lazy, not only materially, but in the matter of self-realization. The human life is especially meant for self-realization. So people are not only lazy to work, but they're lazy for self-realization, which is the essence of life. We have a human form of life. Animals eat, sleep, mate, defend. Human beings also eat, sleep, mate, defend. But what is the difference? The human beings, atato brahma jigyasa, we can inquire about the absolute truth. These points, who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Why do I have to die? What happens when I die? And how can I go back to the spiritual world? Only human beings can ask these questions. But people today are so lazy. Not only they don't want to come out on the farm and work, as we see here, the fields are practically deserted. And one of our friends asked him at one lecture during this wonderful festival we just experienced, the Tirubhava Parampuja Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. He was asking, how can we attract people to the farms? What can we offer them beyond hard work? Not much, except in this case, a lot of spiritual enlivenment in Gitanagri. But hard work, people are afraid of hard work. And what to speak of hard work physically? People are afraid of hard work spiritually. So this is they're lazy. Manda. Sumanda. They're very lazy. And they're Sumanda Matayaha. They're misguided. They're being cheated. They go to school. And they're taught in school so many terrible things. They're not taught about the meaning of life. Even one of the top institutions of the United States, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Srila Prabhupada went there and said, where is the department here to understand the existence of the soul? But it's not there. They're only teaching how to make chemicals, how to create nuclear reactors and nuclear energy. And we're hearing yesterday, so many nuclear reactors are now coming in India. And it's the same old, they're not making a new safer design, they're making the older dangerous design because it's cheaper. They're crazy people, they're just learning how to kill themselves. In high school, I attended my health class. Health class, you think they teach you how to be healthy. Healthy means how to eat vegetables and fruits. You know, really good would be how to find wild plants, edible plants growing that you can eat. This would be health class, how to brush your teeth. But no, they're teaching how to have illicit sex and use contraceptives, which promotes venereal diseases. That's not health. And they're teaching how to use drugs, you know? So my health teacher in high school, when he wasn't a health teacher, he had a part-time job managing a rock band called the Rat Race Choir. And you could tell what his after-school activities were consisting of. Yadyada charati shreshtas tattare vatara janaha sayat pramanam lokastara nivartate. These are the examples. These degraded personalities are teaching our children. And our children are getting degraded because sumanda matayo, they're misguided. And not only in the material realm people are misguided, but there's so many cheating gurus. There's so many new age people that are saying, just practice our path. and you will come you to our the highest realization that you are God if you just give us $50. Nowadays it's probably more. So people are heavily misguided and they're unfortunate. And then the last line, mandabhagya, they're unlucky, and upadrutaha, they're disturbed. I'll read the purport, quote from Prabhupada's purport, from that first 1110. Prabhupada says, in this age, men are victims of not only different political creeds and parties, but also many different types of sense gratificatory diversions, such as cinemas, sports, gambling, clubs, mundane libraries, bad association, smoking, drinking, cheating, pilfering, bickerings, and so on. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yeah.
Prabhupada's really telling it like it is. Their minds are always disturbed and full of so many anxieties due to so many difficult engagements. So people are distracted by so much nonsense in society. I was on a train traveling to a program, Atlantic City Rathiatra, last week. And on the train, there was an advertisement that you can gamble online. You visit the casino online. People are just so distracted. Even while they're in the train, they can gamble on their way to the Atlantic City. So here's something. Here's a joke. What's the difference between a prayer in a church and a prayer in a casino? In a casino, you really mean it. This is the consciousness of people today's age. They're mandabhagya. They're unlucky because they've got all these distractions, and upajutaha. They're always disturbed. So in conclusion, we're just so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has given us the right path. So, and he's given us Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a torchlight of knowledge that will guide us out of this dark age of Kali. Bhagavatam is like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. And where there is the sun, there can be no darkness. And we're so, so grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us a Bhagavatam and also a facility where we can come together and discuss Srila Bhagavatam amongst ourselves, which is even more effective than simply sitting and reading Bhagavatam at home. So we should benefit ourselves through Srimad Bhagavatam and also help others by distributing Bhagavatam to others in whatever form we can, through the books, through inspiration, through farm communities, through education, through wonderful Krishna conscious programs and culture, and most importantly, the dissemination of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have a few minutes for questions and comments, discussion. I would like to invite anyone to share who would like to. Thank you. What is the best way to come out of this material life? The best way to come out of this material life in Kali Yuga is explained in the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Vanyam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Hi Sumeda Saha. Those that are Sumeda Saha, those who have good intelligence in the age of Kali, they will engage in the process given by the Yuga Avatar, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the congregational chanting of the holy names. Congregation means in association of as many devotees as possible, the loud chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Now I'm saying Kirtan.
Final 1 minute. There's one more question.
Okay.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Thank you for running the class. How would you respond to a materialist who says that Ashram Dharma says that men, the duration of life is going down, but we see that through modern science people are living longer? So they would argue that this means that what we're saying is not correct. How would you respond to that?
Yes. Some men are living longer, but some men are living shorter also. We see within the statistics that the amount of automobile accidents are increasing, and so many calamities are increasing. So in this way, the death rate is going lower in some people, a lot of people. And I'd say one of the most significant statistics that we should look at is that of abortion. Is it that of people who do not even live to see the light of day? Their alpa, you know, their life is so short that being killed right in the womb. And the statistics explain the rate of abortion is increasing and increasing day by day. So the number of people that are not even getting to live, you know, we say in according to Vedic understanding, that when someone is born, they're already 9 months old. So, if someone is being aborted in the womb, they're not even making it for 9 months. So how can you say people are living longer and longer when more and more and more people are not even living for 9 months? So this would be, I think, a strong reply to such a person. What do you think? Okay, thank you so much. So I'd like to express my gratitude to all of you for kindly giving me your association this morning for the hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's said that the speaker may not have any qualification to speak, and I think it's certainly true in my case, but because of the sincerity of the devotees in the assembly who want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, that in order to please those devotees, because Krishna always wants to please his devotees, shamaham sarva bhuteshu name dvesho stina priyaha ye vijanti tumam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham, that Krishna is always desiring to please and serve his devotees. So to give a facility for the audience, the devotees in the assembly to hear Bhagavatam, Krishna will empower an otherwise incompetent, incapacitated, without any qualification, Krishna can empower such a fallen individual to speak so that others, devotees in the audience, can fulfill their desires to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And I feel that you've done that in this circumstance. Did you want to say something?
I have one question.
Yes. We have just a minute or two. Go ahead.
So you said that the Srimad Bhagavatam is for misguided men.
Yeah.
But sometimes it seems that those of us who are ignorant are the ones who are least able to appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam. Mm. So how do you bridge that gap?
Right. So if I understand your question correctly, you're saying Bhagavatam is for misguided men, yet in our experience, those that are in deep tamaguns, most misguided, are unable to accept Srimad Bhagavatam. And actually, Bhagavatam is a ripened fruit of the Vedic literature. In today's verse, we hear how Srila Vyasadeva compiled many different aspects of Vedic literature. I'm glad you bring up this Bhagavad Gita. There's Ramayana. There's Mahabharata. And for some classes of men in different modes of nature, these other Vedic literatures, which ultimately convey the same message and ultimately bring one to Srimad Bhagavatam, and the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam, these other literatures may be more appropriate for them. Thank you very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.